Good evening, Boo Buddies. Tonight I am copping out a little bit. It's been a hard day. We had Catherine threw a bit of a tantrum today. She was supposed to be going to the dentist with Ruth, and she hadn't woken up by the time she was supposed to go. So Ruth went up to wake her up, and unfortunately, Catherine doesn't like being woken up. She gets that from her mother. So she cried a lot when she was woken up. And so we tried to sort her out, get her dressed and get her out. But she just cried more and more and more and more and more and carried on and on and on and on and on and was inconsolable and crying and crying and screaming and crying and lying back down and trying to go back to sleep. And eventually Ruth had to go to the dentist without her. Catherine was so badly behaved that we actually made a little investment for further in the day, for further in our parenting life rather, and we took away her television privileges for the afternoon, which of course meant that we had even more tears and more hysterical crying, and all afternoon she just kept bursting into tears and going, "But I like watching television." So it's been a very difficult day, very difficult afternoon. And obviously doing NAPOD POMO, the National Podcast Posting Month, where I'm doing a post every single day for November, I wasn't really up to doing any work or research or anything this evening because, frankly, I'm feeling frazzled as a result of all of this. And so in the spirit of a great quote that I heard, and I don't remember where I heard it, might have been on a podcast, might have been a Twitter podcast, somebody said, and this really rang true with me, downtime is to the brain what sleep is to the body. So it is, and that totally gels with me, that totally works with me. Men have this thing where when they're knackered, they somehow need to just fire gaze, or just need to stop and let the brain idle for a bit, or do something repetitive, or do something that doesn't take any effort. So rather than read the news and figure out, come up with some entertaining angle or direction for tonight's podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on my iPad and I'm going to tell you about some of my favourite games, which is easy and takes no effort and is a bit of a cop-out, but there you are. Because what I've noticed recently on the iPad is that, when the iPad first came out, we got a whole bunch of simple games that were the sort of thing that you get on an iPhone, where it was going to be something you'd only play for a short time, so the Bejeweled type games and a little bit more Sally Spire and all that lot. Were great games, don't get me wrong, but very simple. Not the sort of thing you'd get on a PC or on a console. Recently I've noticed that the games are definitely getting more involved, more complex, more interesting, more long-term. And I think the best example of that I've seen lately is Virtual City, which, at first glance, if you look at all the artwork, you'd be forgiven for thinking it's another time management game like Sally Spire. But it's not at all. It's actually a nice, interesting, not too hard, but intricate and interesting and varied, with lots and lots of levels. You're sort of setting up the transportation network for a city and, to some degree, building the buildings and stuff. So it's kind of like a cross between SimCity and Transport Tycoon. Simplified, because you are basically playing it on a not a full computer, but not so simplified that it isn't fun. I've really enjoyed that one. And it's got a really big number of levels, loads and loads of levels, loads of content in that one. That's a real winner. Virtual City. Also, a great, more serious game that I've seen recently, Galaxy on Fire 2, which is, for all intents and purposes, Elite Frontier, done for the iPad and brought more up to date. A really, really great little space shooty, fly around tradey, with missions and characters and voice acting and everything. Great game. And one final game that I thought has been great recently, I'll just mention Fruit Ninja, which is a really simple but very entertaining game. That one is a very simple game. But Reckless Racing HD has been very good recently. Liked that one a lot. That's a sort of a top-down driving game. Oh, and I must mention Rage HD, which is the new ID or id. The people that wrote Doom originally have done a fantastic first-person shooter. Wonderful quality graphics. Anyway, catch you tomorrow, babies. Bye.